deal with in the legal system at the moment, and trying to get them to understand that it wasn't a choice. It wasn't, you know, my fault or anything like that. It's just the way 51 years of being, you know, stuck in survival mode does to you. And your inner child basically doesn't mature. Not so much grow up, but doesn't mature. Had to deal with that. So all good and well. But what I've learned with that and how it fits in with neurodiversity, how trauma plays out, and then how I and my brother developed schizophrenia and I didn't. And instead it sort of developed into something different for me, being a thirst for knowledge. And if that's a disease, mate, I'll take it any day. Back to you. No, mate, I'm doing this entirely myself. I've been the developer, I've been building this with a Z8060 out of 9 back since the early 90s. I remember the Z80 was the one that I really got into big time, and because of where I worked in the video amusement industry, I got into other things. And the Tandy Color Computer had the 6809 EP with the quadrature clock. And I used to do that by shoving the clock signal through a bunch of gates and using the propagation delay to offset the two clock signals by the right amount to shove into the processor. So, and this is just me. I mean, I'm in my workshop at my workbench, and you know, I've got my test equipment soldering on all set up, and I'm just out here with my paperwork and then just working out code and working out wiring diagrams and just slowly putting this together.
And then we ended up buying Node 5, 1,
then,
2, 5, 3, 7, time out.
At that time, we were just working, you know, around the clock there because I had a regular full-time job, plus a young family at the time, and I wasn't able to do it all, so even with me hiring people, I found like it was tough because I had to train them, and then I had to fix their problems they created. So that didn't work very well, but we ended up selling the business in 2006, I guess, and that worked out really well for us. So, and now you know, we still have it online or in community store. The guy still is in business of selling computers that I sold it to. So nice that I had a hand in starting it anyway. So and like that. So. And then I concentrated more on amateur radio and stuff like that, electronics, for my own personal gain there. So, back to you.
Yeah, V5RJM, VK1JT. Well, apparently, as young as five, I was into the electronics. At the age of nine, I used to hang around after school at a local amusement place. And that's where I got my first job when I was 15. That was in April, and yeah, it was. I was in year 11 at Bureau Boys. I was being bullied, and my dad had my report card standing in the doorway, and he gave me an ultimatum: either do something with my grades or get the trade. I put my finger at him and said, "You wait there." Picked up the phone, asked the guy what time I started on Monday, and he said, "Yep, brother, that was the job done." And that's all I asked him, what time I started. And hang on. But to get into college, now, because it was midterm, they refused to let me in. Apparently, I had too much to catch up on. So I forced the dean to give me the end-of-year test. It was 1.5 long. I smashed it out in 20 minutes, 100%. I was in class the following week, and I slept for the next year and a half, pretty much. I ended up going representing the college at the Olympics, at the Trade Olympics here in Sydney back in the 90s, back then.
Yeah, VK1 Julia Tango, V5RJM. Oh, geez, that sounds like a great story. Oh, amazing. Yeah, yeah. So, and, well, I'm glad that that you had such an interesting early years there, getting into the fields and stuff. And yeah, it's quite an interesting deal there, you know, when you look back now and see what you've done and you know, what you've accomplished and so forth, and you're still accomplishing things there, so that's just great there, John. And again, I'll just say again, thank you for sharing that info there. So you have to let me know how your project makes out there with generator there, and we'll see you later on there. But I should get back to what I was doing here, because I'm not getting nothing accomplished, even though I enjoyed talking with you there very much there, John. So, and yeah, stay connected to our system as long as you want there, and come back often, so there's always somebody around to take your call. So anyways, I think I'm going to use this as my final there, or close to it, so we'll say 7-3s, and keep us posted there on your progress. VK1 Julia Tango, V5RJM.
V5RJM, VK1JT. Mate, life is nothing but a lesson to learn from. And, there's a reason for everything, and every effect has a cause. Never ever stop asking why, mate. Take care, have a good one, VK1JT.
something I seen on TV there, you know, with somebody that had cancer. And, of course, he also had another family member, not only him with cancer, but another one. And he had brought that same quote up, you know, everything happens for a reason and all this kind of stuff. And he says, I don't agree with that because, well, I don't understand what the reasoning would be behind this. So, everybody's situation is different, you know, so, but no, I kind of sort of agree with you there on that, so, you might not know what the reason is right away, but later on, when you get older and wiser or whatever, you look back on time and you realize, well, if this didn't happen, then I wouldn't have been doing this or whatever. So, one thing or another does happen for a reason, I do believe. So, anyway, 73s. And, very good on your project there. VK1, Julia Tango, V5RJM will be clear and monitoring. 73, John. Thanks for the QSO.
Yep, 73 there, Randy. But just quickly, I started off as electronics tech, then I became a broadcast engineer, did Unix systems specialist for about 40 years, so Linux and Solaris, and now I do forensic psychology and psych science, and now I provide free root cause real-time psychotherapy and perspective management, which is my own little technique, and it deals with it there and then, 20 years later, after it's eaten up. And let me tell you, it works brilliantly. I've moved mountains with it, let's put it that way. And especially when it comes to narcissism, that's one of my personal specialties for obvious reasons, but we can talk about it another time off the air. But at the end of the day, it's never been about me, Randy. Ever since I was a little kid when I was four, and today, it still is. Have a good one. My JT.
RJM, VA4, CJP.
Yeah, go ahead, Colin, and hope everything's going well on your trip there. VA4, CJP, V5RJM. Heard you check in on the net there and say that you're in VE6 land. So, fine business. Having a little holiday, are you? And get some work projects done at the same time. Hi. Anyways, how's everything been going? VA4, CJP, V5RJM. I gotta really get going here, but otherwise I won't get nothing done here. But no problem. Got a few extra minutes here. Back to you.
Yeah, it's been going pretty good. So, yeah, I thought we'd kill two birds with one stone and got to take care of some business while we're here and turn it into a bit of a holiday at the same time. So, and yeah, the drive up here was long, but it was good, so all right. And made a few contacts to a few repeaters passing through some of the towns, so that was pretty cool. And, got checked in late last night and just hanging out in the hotel room here and was monitoring through the network through the phone here and heard you guys and thought I'd shout out and say hello and just trying to kill some time here before our appointment in the next maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes, something like that. So, and then the day will begin, I guess. So.
Yeah, fine business and good on the contacts there that you made there along the way. Yeah, it kind of helps when you're driving there to